Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Hey, everybody, welcome. What a great show. I am so thrilled. As I said before, I get to take a fascinating journey. I never thought, as I look back in my life, I never thought that I would be blessed with being part of a movement, you know, a movement about positive energy and positive media, and get to introduce Georgette LePage. And her show is Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best the inside out. And when you think about what Georgette has said yes to in bringing her message, but also bringing her talent to help so many people, I can't help reflecting upon my sister and the struggle my sister had. She wasn't as fortunate as I. She didn't have live in the Pacific Northwest where I was surrounded by people that were doing incredible healing work. She didn't have a talk show where she had the power to control the direction of it, even 3 months after the show starts. She didn't have Georgette, because if she did, she might still be with us today. Because what Georgette does is, as you hear today, she lives, she breathes, she walks, and she is living proof of what it means to really move beyond what we are tackling in front of us and look at our lives, our bodies, our mindsets, how it all plays together. Today's show is a very important message for a time. This is her show, and she is taking on health goals, holding back and holding on. Today, remember, when I started this 20 years ago, the show is called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, because I was so stuck. The only metaphor that I could come up with for where I was in my life, what I thought I wasn't doing, was being totally crusted over. And maybe Georgette Benny will hit us up with a jackhammer later. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your own show.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to us today. Thank you so much. This is going to be a really cool show for sure.
You know, if somebody would have talked to me about health goals 20 years ago or so, I mean, honestly, I know how important they are, but we are living in a time right now where these two words are probably the two most powerful words if people want to live a quality life to a very old age, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you know, just when we see a little glimmer of hope from one thing, we get piled on with layers and layers of something else. And if you were to watch the news all the time and get stuck in that way of just being overwhelmed and piled on top of with what's going on around us, it would be very hopeless. So today I really want everyone to hear the message that there is hope and it's within you. And we'll show you some ideas for that. But it's difficult right now. I mean, we thought last year, the year before was tricky. Not so much. Not so much. We have different elements happening that many of us in our lifetime have not experienced. And that's the really difficult part. And people are just falling by the wayside. And we're here to reach our hands out and give you a lift up so that you can move yourself forward. So
you're so right. And that brings me to this. I want to just tell everybody, I don't know how to express the prayers and the blessings for all the people in Ukraine. I think you alluded to that being part of what it is, because I got three calls over the weekend from women who said to me, I never thought I'd have to watch another war like this, and had triggers around Vietnam and 30 plus years of sobriety, reaching out and saying, please talk to me. I don't want to drink. I don't want to use, but I can't stand to watch it. And I think where we are now is to say, look, there is help today. And what you're talking about is setting up health goals, which are mind, body, spirit, otherwise, that help us stay rejuvenated despite the news. Right, Georgette?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a big message today, that we have to acknowledge what's going on. So many things. I, in particular, have a friend whose family is in the Ukraine, her husband's family. She's desperately trying to get them out of there. And we would not think of that on a regular basis. You know, and there are people trying to survive, just survive the night, let alone any more than that. So there's, it's intense and it's in front of us. And, you know, just as we didn't think there'd be a pandemic in our lifetime, now we have this, you know, and it does trigger people. I'm glad you brought that up, because I have heard that from so many people. It triggers other things. It can trigger, like you said, if someone has been through a war or something like that before, certainly brings that up. But I also hear people saying, I'm so consumed by this. This is so upsetting. I want to eat everything that's around me, or I want to drink, or I just want to lose myself in social media, and I just want to stay in bed. I'm hearing everything. And these are from what look like normally well-balanced people, you know, because we only see the outside. We don't always see the inside. But for people who I'm seeing who typically can keep it together pretty well, or so we think they can, and they're falling apart and they're so upset. I've heard people just saying, I can't stop thinking about this, you know, and then there's the difference between caring and, you know, caring and carrying too. So there's some boundaries with that, but it's something when we see images on TV that is just disturbing, and it does send us into our own spiral. That's for sure.
And I think that's part of what your passion and purpose is, because you understand the many layers of this, and that's why you're able to help people. But you're right about it. I mean, it's not just one thing, but the statistics are really showing how much pain people are in right now. And I love that you brought up eating because it and social media, because it often gets left out of the conversation as if it's not a thing, but it is, isn't it?
It's huge. It's huge. We eat our feelings. We numb in so many different ways. Food is being, you know, one of the most common things, but drinking, I know that during the pandemic alone, drinking, you know, the habits of over drinking went sky high. You may not have been able to get toilet paper, but you could get liquor, you could get other things. It was just so out of whack. I was looking up some statistics too, and the average person, not an overweight person to begin with, but an average person gained 29 pounds during COVID. So it wasn't the COVID, you know, 19 extra pounds. It was 29. And if a person was already overweight, they typically, in theory, put on 50 extra pounds. So the self-medicating right there, you know, was really way off. And also, I will say there are some great stories. You'll hear the occasional story of someone who lost 100 pounds because they could focus, they could look in. But for the most part, unfortunately, that was a huge side effect of what happened. Depression tripled, rates of depression tripled since about February or March of 2020. So they first kind of doubled and then they just went way up. And I don't, you know, the latest statistic was out in December. So we still have, you know, things are not necessarily improving. And people, I'm not sure if they know what to do. They just are so like just overwhelmed with all of the things, and people have lost their jobs. You know, if you go somewhere, although people have lost their jobs or switched jobs, there aren't a lot of people working in places. So you've got people who are overworked. So you've got everything. It's like a big salad bowl. Mix it where you mix it all up.
Well, it really is. I mean, I have a friend that has to do something. So his perspective is everything you just shared, right? Not having a clue about where to even begin. That's what we're talking about here today, is where do you start? And by the way, when we say health goals, we're not just talking about the body here, right? We're talking about the holistic view of setting goals. But for him, I'm just saying, he switched from, this is his remedy, and it's pretty good one. I'm not saying for everybody to do this, but for him, whenever he felt like grabbing or stopping at the donut place or whatever, the bag of potato chips, right? I mean, this is his list of stuff. He now picks up the phone and he calls his senators with an S, all of his Congress people, every day. And his message is, you have forgotten us small businesses. That is his go-to, because what he was feeling was a sense of powerlessness. Isn't powerlessness part of this journey where we're able to say, I'm not going to have any health goals, because what's the point?
Oh, absolutely. It's the, never mind, I can't help it anyway. It's far gone. And what can I do? And then you just kind of fall down the rabbit hole, and things don't get better that way. It's great. It's a great strategy to just stop, look around, see what's going on, what's really bothering you. Yeah. And, you know, decide if it's food, are you truly hungry? Does your body need fuel? Or should we address some feelings? That's one thing. If you're not moving and you're in the house and you're kind of bored and you tend to do other things when you're bored, get outside. Even if you live in a snowy climate, you know, bundle up as safely as you can, get out there, or bring your equipment inside, right? There's not a big excuse anymore. You don't have to go to a gym. You can make anything happen in your house.
Oh my gosh. I watch this. I watch myself. I'm a great observer of myself, and we're going to talk about it. But there's a question that you asked that I think we should address. And it is something that I faced when I was on my healing journey. And I got a little triggered the other day. Mm. You know, we're living in a world where once upon a time, if a staff member you were physically sitting next to got sick, it was no big deal, right? Yeah. You got out the Lysol, you sprayed the room. I have a scrubber that kills everything. It's a machine. It's awesome. But now, those of us that have very specific health goals, if we're around people that are sick, and this happened to me last Thursday or Friday, I can't remember, when you have a team member that comes in and is not well, for most people, it's like, okay, stay home or go home, and then you're done. But we're not in that world now, right? We're in the world of, okay, is this something you have to report? You now get to ask people if they've gotten a certain test, and that would be so forbidden, right? Mm-hmm. With the HIPAA stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That would be like, oh, no, you can't. Like, I mean, somebody's nose is running. You just have to let it run. But we have so many reasons to have our let me stay stuck basket grow and find the benefit of it. And I had a moment of that for myself the other day, because I realized, oopsie, got to call my practitioner, got to da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and by the way, it's a good idea if I just don't go into the studio for a couple of days. I never thought about that before. What kind of added stress does that give us? Now, I want to ask you the second part question, because I could have let my mind just go berserk over it. You see how easy it is in today's world? And I'm an adult. kids, teenagers, are we all going through this, Georgette?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that because I am around kids quite a bit, and I have a teenager who's 18. And although he doesn't always, you know, express something, I can tell that things are not normal. Things are not back to normal. We're going in the right direction for things at schools. And, you know, we just here where I live, we just had our mask mandate lifted. So we can now all be out in public. People are still kind of skittish. So, you know, it's going to take a readjustment. But we're not all okay. We've been isolated. Isolation is something that came up that I looked at. People are lonely. People aren't yet socializing the way they used to, person to person, face to face. Thank goodness the brightest point of technology has been keeping us somewhat connected. I will give it that.
Yeah.
Even though it's been a lot, that's been key. Oh. I know for my parents, keeping, you know, in touch with them and everything, priceless.
Yeah. I mean, we've had holiday Zoom dinners, right?
Yes, let's
just talk about this. For those people that are just tuning in, I want to take a really short break here, Benny. For those people just tuning in, you're listening to Why Wait, Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best from the Inside Out. The host of this fabulous show is Georgette LePage, and we're talking about health goals. Why are we holding back? What are we holding on to so tightly? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, how does all of this, right, even if it sounds like a fleeting thought, but how does all of this, how does it relate to what we feed our minds, right? Why didn't I talk about my healing journey on air? Why didn't I talk about it? What was I thinking? When we come back, negative self-talk. It is almost like that Britney Spears song, Toxic. Let's take a short break. Georgette, how do we find out about you real quick? What's your website?
All right. GeorgetteLePage.com is the best place to find all of the good stuff and all my contact information and my blog and archives of the podcast as well.
Yeah. And also if you go to Facebook, because a lot of you on Facebook now, you can go to Georgette Coaches You, correct?
You got it.
All right, everybody, short break. When we come back, are you ready to hear this? And by the way, do you want to get some help today with changing a negative thought around your weight, around your health, around health goals? You want to get some help from an expert, Georgette LePage, 1-800-930-2819, or send us an instant message as well. We're going to take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Bierfeld. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBierfeld.com.
I just want to sing Bring Britney Back. That's what I want to be doing. It's like, bring Britney, where you go? Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Fabulous Hit Show, Why Wait? W-E-I-G-H-T. Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. But also, this is Georgette LePage's show. Here's what you should know about her and her practice. This isn't just about your skin. It's about everything that affects your life. You know, whether it's weight loss or whether it's setting some goals like health goals we're talking about today, or whether it's understanding a mindset you might have. Like, even if you know that you just bought that vibrational machine that you don't even have to stand on, you've got it stuck in another room and it could be so easily put in front of you while you're watching TV. What stops us from that? You know, what stops us from that? How about walking to the mailbox? You see, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Georgette, you're a certified health and life coach. You work with women all over the world. We're taking on a topic right now because health goals are so important. Again, tell people how they can find out about you and your website. And then I want to talk about that.
Well, good. Thank you. And everyone, I'm so grateful for you listening today. And I hope you can walk away with one thing, because I like to do one thing at a time and do it well. And so please listen today and pick up on something that you can grab and something that will give you a little bit of hope. And if you want to know more about me and the programs that I offer, please visit my website at georgettelepage.com. There's some great content on there in my blogs. And I want you to get to know me and what my story is too, because I'm just not sitting here today just because I've done this my whole life perfectly. Not at all. Not at all. No. But as we just said, the biggest aha moment for me in life was how to work on in here before I could work on the outside. And it took me a long time to get that. So I hope somebody out there today can get it a little bit quicker, a little bit easier than I did, just by knowing there's a different way to look at your health. And it starts from the inside, very ironically.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute, because you and I share this in common. I didn't get here 20 years ago because everything in my life was just great. No way. You know, but there's a part of having an openness to things that helps us. Negative self-talk is not one of them. Can you talk about the work that you do with people, number one, and identifying what negative self-talk is, but what negative self-talk is that holds us back? Because it's not a one size fits all. It comes in so many different ways, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I first start working with people, a biggest part of it is to listen and see how deep they are in the negative self-talk. And normally, unfortunately, it's pretty deep. We don't even realize how we talk to ourselves. I always wish that people would talk to themselves the way they talk to a best friend, or they talk to a child with kindness and compassion. We just create stories about ourselves that are so unkind. I mean, I confess I've done it myself, and I have to catch myself and reframe and flip and change it around. When I look in the mirror, for example, and I think, oh, you look awful today. Oh my gosh, could you do better? Here we go again. I have to stop myself and I have to look and say, look at that beautiful person looking back at me. She's here today. Good for her. And then I have to remind myself that I'm a work in progress, like most people. So let's move on. We've got more stuff to do. But I'd no longer beat myself up for things like that. I do not talk to myself in that way. And if I start to, which is just, you know, slipping into an old habit, I know how to get myself right back up again. And it's just talking to yourself as if you were your best friend. So I would like for everyone to try that this week. Just look at yourself a bit differently. You don't need to say unkind things to yourself. You don't need to remind yourself of the 500 times you tried something and it didn't work. And why am I not doing this now? When I was 20, I did that. We need to live in the present, see where we are now, and look for the future. Where are we going? That's the big difference with coaching and counseling or therapy, because coaching takes you where you are and moves you forward and shows you that. Because I've said it before, when you're driving a car, you're not constantly looking in the rearview mirror when you're driving. I hope you are looking forward. You might glance back every now and then to get some information, but we're moving forward. So a big piece of that is how you talk to yourself. It starts in the mirror, I think. It's a great place because I know a lot of people that don't even want to look in the mirror. And you shouldn't let a mirror go past you without taking a little peek.
Yeah, I love that you're doing this. I mean, in talking about this, because underneath not wanting to look at yourself is what? Let's talk about what that's about for a minute. And, you know, look, everybody out there, I'm not saying that this is you, but there's something underneath, you know, the what. There's something in the what. And there's something in the why. I walk by the mirror, I don't look, don't take my picture. I could go on, but that is about how we feel about ourselves. Even if we don't say it out loud, it doesn't mean it's not in our consciousness, right? And it's a drain on ourselves, isn't it?
It's an energy drain for sure. I mean, it could be such a thing if we did a little study and watched a bunch of women in particular, put them in a room and say, I'm going to take a picture. And you just watch how many people scurry for the back row of the picture. It's amazing. It's amazing. When I work with people, a big thing is, would you like to feel differently when you walk by a mirror or when a picture, someone's taking a picture, would you like to feel differently? Would you not like to be the back row person? You're like, oh no, I could never do that. And so right there, we kind of sell ourselves short. No, maybe you just haven't done it yet. So I use the power of yet quite a bit for people to be hopeful. But there's something inside. If you're not quite at peace with your exterior, we first need to look in the interior. We need to know what's going on. And that takes a lot of one-on-one work. And it's fascinating because sometimes when you're looking for something and you're looking for a reason about something else, it spirals into something else. So sometimes it's not really about the fact that you gained 20 pounds. Maybe it's about the fact in the end that you don't feel valued or someone hurt you. And a result of that might be how you look now. You didn't care for yourself. You didn't take care. So it can be so many things. It's like a puzzle. I love listening to people, and coaches listen a lot. We are very good listeners, aren't we?
There's no question about it. One of the things that I absolutely would love for you to talk about, which is either going to be an energy drain or an energy boost. Yeah. And that is one of my favorite words. It's called focus. And, you know, I've had my close friends, you know, look at me and say, man, you're like paradoxical. And I would look at them and say, well, what do you mean? They said, honestly, I've seen you at certain points in time, and you don't, you like you're on another planet. You're like you're on another cloud. And then I've seen you as one of the most focused persons I've ever seen. Mm. Clearly, when you get a goal and you put it down, you may not be attached to the how, but focus. And that now is one of my, it's always been a favorite word of mine. It's been both a cursing and it's been both a blessing and a curse for me because I have those parts. But when we're talking about health goals, boy, we need to really ask ourselves, where is my focus?
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And that's a great place when you start to think about it. Okay. What is my, what's my focus? What am I concerned about? Am I concerned about the fact that I just got a really bad lab report back from my doctor? Or did my doctor tell me I'm pre-diabetic? Did I, you know, have I gained 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds? And for some people it's 5 or 10 pounds. It doesn't really matter. Everyone's different. Or have I realized I have no energy anymore? I don't want to do anything. I don't want to leave my house, which is something I hear about now.
It's big.
It's so, where is your focus right now? Is it on making some improvements on your health? Are you serious about that? Is it enough for you to do something? So that's kind of, that's important. Is it just exercising? We're not saying you have to, you know, be an elite athlete, but maybe just getting outside. You know, maybe you need fresh air. Maybe you need to be out and about. Maybe you need to be with people. That isolation comes back. So where is your focus? Mm-hmm. That's question number one. Also, where is your energy going? Is it being drained or is it being surged and recharged? You know, and these are great questions. And every day is different. We all have good days. We all have bad days. We have to realize that life is, I think it's 50-50. And, you know, it's not all rainbows and sunshine.
It's like a box of chocolates.
That's right. You never know what you're going to get, right?
Betty, I think that's a Forrest Gump thing, right? Right? I think that's what his mom told him. Right?
Yes, so. It's close.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. But what is that? What's really underneath that?
Right.
See, what I love about that, right, Benny? It's life is like a box of chocolates. First of all, it's chocolate. Yay. Right? I've watched people look at a box of assorted chocolates, right? And I don't have a sweet tooth. So for me, I have to zoom in on the one, like the one. And I come from a family, just to tell you a little bit about my sisters and my brothers and my dad. If I didn't get to that chocolate box first, chances are half of them left in there would be half bit off, right?
Yeah.
But because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But you do know it's chocolate. See, and we forget that, don't we? Isn't that part of understanding how to set health goals?
Absolutely. Expect things are going to be stressful. Expect that there are going to be some obstacles in your way. Expect that you actually have control over how you react to something. You don't necessarily have control over what happens to you, but you sure do have control on how you react to it. So you may feel a little, you know, oh my gosh, I was given this body. I was born with this body. Yes, it's a beautiful body in so many ways that you just might not know. So what am I going to do with it? Where am I going to go? You know, what choice? You know, it's a choice for you to pick yourself up and decide, is this going to pull me down? Is this going to drain my energy? Or is this focus going to energize me and going to help me to reach my goals? You know, I'm going to show myself that I've got something left in me here and I'm going to do this. And that's different for everybody. Yeah. It might be, like I said, just getting out and walking. It might be cutting down on TV time, mindless TV. It might be starting to fill your mind with beautiful music or beautiful podcasts and people, Maybe you need to kind of shake it up a little bit. Maybe you've been with the same people. Maybe it's time to, you know, take some risks and put yourself out there in a new group. There are so many things, and there's no age limit. Yeah. There's none.
Man, you know, what you're talking about is so important because it really leads to what is your emotional environment. I happened to be chatting with a friend of mine and her, how old is he? I think he's like 13-ish, young son. Oh. And I was asking, yeah, how are we doing? I was blah, 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 school. And he said something interesting to me. He said, yeah, it's good to go back in school. He said, but what I really miss is playing games with my mom and dad. And I looked at my friend and I said, dude, like, why did you stop playing games? I mean, and then I realized, like, he was standing right there because it was odd for me. So we may have to change some things. Yeah. Maybe you're not going to play the game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon now. Right. But don't we have to find, especially in these past couple of years, there were things that we found that really did work. Yeah. How do we bring those forward and clear out the clutter that doesn't help us?
Oh my gosh, this is right up my alley. I love this. It's so true. You know, at any time in your life, you can find the good. It's not that I'm saying bad things don't happen and tough times don't happen. I acknowledge they do. They do. We can't say they don't, but we can look for the lessons and we look for the good things. I mean, did you perhaps spend more time with your family in the last couple of years? Did you do things like that? Did you pull the board games out? I know we did. They were dusty. We hadn't, because our son has gotten older. We didn't take them out anymore. What a shame. We even moved them to a new spot in our house so we could get to them. And we still occasionally will pull those out. It's a thing to remember. You know, just dinner time. Do you sit down by yourself? Or did your family start to eat together because, you know, people weren't on the road to every practice under the sun, every after-school activity, every meeting? Chances are, yes, you may have had meals for the first time in a long time. And even if you did takeout, maybe you didn't sit at a restaurant for 4 hours. You sat at home together instead. Yeah, keep those things.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about clutter for a minute, because mm-hmm. this is one of my favorite and least favorite things to really look at when I look in a mirror. But there is a feeling of stuckness that can be suffocating.
Yes.
I don't, probably there's other words for it, but yeah. Being stuck and vegging out, or whatever you want to call it, it works up to a point for a lot of people and then it doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
But feeling like you've been held back. And, you know, Linda said to me the other day, you know, she said, yeah, I'm going home to clean up because Karen was over and we did some redecorating on pictures and I just got to clean the clutter up. Right. That was so important. But our environment can either pigeonhole us and obstruct us in both body, mind, and spiritual ways. And we don't even think about it.
You are so right. You are so right. It's not just about the physical environment is what either. It's what's in your mind. And basically, let's start at home. That's most of us, you know, are lucky to have a home. Ask yourself how you feel in your home. Do you walk into your home and you're overwhelmed because everything is piled high and unorganized? It's in your way. You have to crawl over things to get to the door. Or do you walk in and it feels so peaceful? And why does it feel peaceful to you? Is the decor a certain way? Is it nice and orderly? What kind of pictures do you have around? How did you make it to feel so inviting and so relaxing? Because it sure is nice to come home if you've, you know, been out doing something or working and you come home to your sanctuary. So place number one to look, you know, what is your home environment?
Yeah.
Just the physical part. And then what does it feel like? Is it stressful when you come home? Do you feel so overwhelmed because there are a million things to do? I mean, any people that, you know, have a home know there are a lot of things to do, but how are you managing that? Are you looking at it as, oh, I'm so lucky I have a home. I wish I'd saved a poem one time. I wish I had. It had talked about all the things that we feel stressed about and like, oh, I've got to do this. It's a chore. And the flip side of that, you know, I'm doing laundry and I'm grateful I have clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cleaning my house and I'm grateful I have shelter every day. Or I'm grocery shopping and I'm grateful I have food. So it takes a while to think of it like that when you're in the everyday, you know, real life. That's what we all do, real life. It's not like it is on TV.
You know, so. I want to take a short break because when we come back, I really want to take this through to the next level because I don't think there are many of us that want an obstructed pathway to success. And I don't mean just success in a job, but I mean success. It could be in your marriage, your relationship. It could be, you know, in your sport, as you mentioned earlier. It could be in just writing, success in laying out these health goals. We're going to talk about what that may look like. Because the bottom line is, if you feel suffocated by your inability to move forward, you're talking to two people that know a lot about that. And the first thing I want to say to you and think about while we go to break is you're not your stuckness. That's not you. It is a thing. It is not a person. It is an it in a moment of time. When we come back, Georgette's going to help us move beyond that suffocating feeling. And then honestly, she might be able to help me try to get over the fact that they actually killed off Black Widow in the Marvel and just, they killed her off. Oh. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show. Every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back. We want to get you some help today. You're listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. It's so amazing. Georgette LePage gets to bring you this show. You're going to hear a lot more from it. And some of the shows we're planning to really help you all. And even if it's not you directly we're talking about, we know that the statistics show that you know somebody. You know, somebody that's having a little bit of a rough time, somebody you've watched. So we're hoping that by getting this message out, that you'll pass it on. You'll be able to say, hey, I just heard a great show, somebody that might be able to help you, and you'll pass on Georgette's information, because that is seriously our goal. That is our end game here. Georgette, one more time, please give people the website so that they can find you easily.
Sure. Please go to georgettelepage.com and everything is on there. I want you to learn about me. I want you to get to know me, know my story, and a lot of free content from my blogs. So please take it and use it and pass it on if you like. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to give some people a little hope today.
I love that you're doing this because I do know what it's like to be stuck. I've had that happen to me a number of points in time in my life. I've worked with other women that never thought they'd be able to even think about a health goal. And today's show is all about it. Where do we get started? How can we help people get started? Even if it's just one thing or one part in their life that they get focused on.
I agree. There's one thing. And I always like to work on one thing at a time. And someday later, we'll talk about the pitfalls of multitasking, because I've learned that along the way too. So if you do the one thing at a time, you really, I call it clear the clutter. And that's both in your brain and in your environment. Because if you find your goal, what do you want to do? What problem do you want solved? What result do you want? Then you have to clear the pathway. Both the physical pathway and the emotional pathway, right? And the emotional pathway kind of has to come first, but the physical part is very important as well, because sometimes out of habit, we just go about our lives. We do not even realize that we are overwhelmed when we come through the front door because everything is so out of sorts, so unorganized. And then you just say, oh, never mind. What's the point? Right. Or, you know, you think you're so far gone with your health, you know, okay, gosh, over the years, I can't, you know, I feel all these aches and pains and now I'm at this weight and, you know, what can I do now? There's always something to do. So the first step I would always say to people, got to clear the clutter. That's your physical and emotional environment. So, you know, You got to write things down. I think most people are visual learners. Make yourself lists. I have lists all over the place. Sometimes thoughts come to you in different places, in the car, all over the place. Jot them down. When you're feeling stressed and you're feeling like there are so many things that you need to fix and change and improve on, but you just don't know where to start, write them all down. I use my example of the stress circle. Take a big piece of paper with a big magic marker, write that circle in a big, huge circle, lay it all out, get it all off your brain. We call that a brain dump or a brain download. Get it out and look at it. I'm going to say you'll be surprised maybe sometimes, most of the time, that you had a lot in your head, but when you put it on paper, it might not have been as bad as we had created the story to be in our head. We're very good story creators. We should all be award-winning authors by what we tell ourselves in our minds. You know, I will admit I'm right up there. I can spin a story so quickly. You know, you may get an email from someone and you may have this entire made-up story about what this person really meant or what they want, you know, what they want to talk to you about. And by the time you get there, your brain has interfered. and your brain has created a lovely story that would have been award-winning on paper. So it's the same thing with your goals. Put all of the stress down and look at it and pick one thing, just one. Today, I want you to think of one thing when we finish today that you could start to clean up. Is it something in your brain? Is it, okay, I've got to, I keep using the weight example, but there are so many others. I've got to move a little bit more. My doctor told me I need to be more physically fit, because start it now. You can start at any time. You can start anything at any time. I want you to know that for sure. Any goal can be started. Just start small. So, okay, I'm going to walk every day that I can outside. And if I can't, I've got my treadmill that's collecting dust. Let me try that. Let me take all the things that I've hung on my treadmill and let me actually use it for what it's for.
Boy, there you go.
Luckily I've never done that. We've never allowed ourselves to do that in our home. We've actually used it.
It's very tempting.
Yes. It's the most, if you look at pictures of people's homes, you will always find a piece of equipment that is not being used for exercise. It's amazing. It's either for clothes or a storage. When you have to clear off things on your treadmill to use it, that's a great place to look for your clutter right there. So get something out of your way. Pick something. I'm going to walk more. Okay. So you have to set that up. What does that look like? Does that look like your physical environment? You are going to go in the neighborhood. Does it mean you're going to walk with a friend at a park every day or certain days? Put it on your calendar. It's an important thing for you. It's a commitment. Write it down. And help your environment to work in your favor. Like I said, get everything that you need. If we're going to do this walking goal, if I'm using that. And then remind yourself, this is important. It's on my calendar. I'm going to honor it. And I'm going to check it off when I'm finished. There's something beautiful about checking off a goal or scratching it off.
I love it.
There's got to be some brain science that I'll have to look at for that. I'm sure there is. It's so fulfilling. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So I would say start there. That's just one example. There are so many related to your health. Yeah. Everyone's at a different starting point. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. Or you will, if you compare, you despair. And we want you to have some hope for one thing to do. So your clutter is both physical and mental clutter.
Yeah. So I love that you said don't compare, because too often we really go to our list, especially when we decide we're going to buddy up or work with a buddy and they're able to do a million things. And you're like, I cleared out my exercise room. I don't have my laundry in there, but that is so important in life, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's kind of like the stay in your lane strategy that I tell people.
I like that too.
Just stay in your lane. You know, don't be concerned what other people are doing. You don't know their whole story. Mm-hmm. They look great now. You don't know you may not have known they've been working for 2 years on this goal, but you saw them for the first time and you think, well, here we go. So-and-so is doing great. You know, what about me? You don't know their story. So compare and despair. Just learn from it, be inspired, and go forward for your own goal.
I love it. Georgette, would you remind people of how they can find out more about you, but also what's the best way for them to work with you? How do they do that?
Yes, absolutely. On my website, georgettelepage.com, you can go to the contact button and you can send me an email and we can get set up to have a discovery session so that you can see the programs that I offer and if we're a good fit for each other, because that's very important to me. I've had people, I've talked to them before and it didn't feel right for me or they needed more. They needed therapy and not coaching. So,
right.
We take care of that. That's complimentary. And then I can tell you all the options that you have. And I can't wait to get excited. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get started with more people because it's a ripple effect. I promise you, when you start to feel good about yourself, like I said, on the inside, it pushes to the outside and people really benefit from being around you.
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit georgettelepage.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.